Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. It was the other day that Johnny Depp had to say, I'm not trying to friend you online. I'm not trying to date you. I'm not trying to meet you. This is somebody else.
Yeah, it happened to a friend of ours. She got a Facebook message from somebody who said, hello, this is Johnny Depp.
But she knew better. She strung him along.
She strung him along, which is kind of fun.
But your numbers the other day probably were right. If you send out 100 of these and one person bites, then you got thousands of dollars coming your way. You know, this is what these scam artists do. And with AI now, you're able to make it look like, oh, this is Johnny Depp.
You know, yeah. The AI is going to be a real game changer for scammers.
They say now, too, that they're able to mimic voices, human voices, better and better.
Well, I think that Johnny Depp would send videos, you know, so looking and sounding exactly like Johnny Depp. It wasn't really him, of course.
I'm between takes on my new Sauvage.
Hey, we have a side gig with this man right here. We could start scamming people. He does a great Johnny Depp.
We could do Johnny Depp. How about Don Henley? You know, a little under the radar.
I understand you're a fan of classic rock and roll.
That's right. You see that? You do that.
I'm stuck at the Sphere in Vegas.
I could really use $100 to get out.
I'd send Don Henley $100. I like Don Henley. Yeah. That's my guy. Later today, I love this, during garbage time, or as we're now referring to it, the power hour. Either one. Available for sponsorship.
Right. We'll call it whatever you want.
We'll call it whatever you want.
Yeah. If you sponsor it.
Put a dollar on it. We'll call it whatever you want. It's the last hour.
Call it Johnny Depp hour.
Doesn't matter. We'll do it. I thought this was interesting. A guy had used science in some way to figure out the 15 most influential bands or artists of all time. Other artists said, this band influenced me. And we'll see if Chris Dim can guess all 15.
Ooh.
Interesting challenge. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you can get all 15. I bet you can get the first five or six. You know, you really easily, probably. So back to this scam artist. Brad Pitt, apparently, or someone, of course, pretending to be Brad Pitt, scammed a 53-year-old woman in France out of $850,000. $850,000. The scammer first pretended to be Brad's mother and said, you are exactly the woman my son needs. He's with this tramp, Angelina Jolie, and he's divorcing her, so he needs somebody new on the rebound. So the victim received messages and AI photos from fake Brad for 18 months, poems, and finally a marriage proposal. And then the scammer said, I will send you luxury handbags if you'll just simply pay the customs bills for the handbags. Send me the money. I'll buy you handbags. So fake Brad did that and then claimed he was hospitalized with kidney cancer and needed money for treatment because his bank accounts were frozen because of his pending divorce from Angelina Jolie. And the woman eventually sent him $850,000, her life savings. And she realized this past summer it was a scam when she saw photos of the real Brad Pitt with his girlfriend, who he's now dating, some gorgeous young woman, you know.
Yeah.
So she said, it's a scam, isn't it?
I mean, but think of the work that had to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you sort of cast the wide net with the bulk message. You send it out. Hey, this is Brad Pitt. How are you?
Yeah.
If you get one person to bite, but then you've got to massage this this poor victim
over time
with stories.
Year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that takes. I'm not saying it's work, but there is effort.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is, because you have to craft it like you are Brad Pitt or Brad Pitt's mother.
You have to, when do you set the hook early?
Yeah.
But then when do you start asking for money? At what point?
And how much money? You don't want to go for like $1 million. Little here, little there. Here's, I'll send you the handbags. I need money for my kidney.
But nothing ever shows up at this poor woman's home, right?
No. Now, as far as the medical stuff goes, she could never check it. You know, he'd say, I'm in the hospital. Yeah. My funds are frozen.
Yeah, the pictures, though, are my favorite part of the story.
How much like Brad Pitt?
I would say most people would see these pictures because they are, frankly, hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All right.
I mean, I know what happened to her is terrible.
Yeah.
But when you see the pictures, there's a lot of comments of like, well, I don't quite feel as bad now.
Did the scammer use actual photos or just try to AI?
It says they used AI, but it's like just, it looks like a picture of Brad Pitt from a premiere, and they've taken his face and just paste it on somebody in a hospital bed.
Oh man.
Oh, I see.
And when you see these pictures, I mean, you can't help but laugh.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Because it's Brad Pitt it all through the years, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes with a beard, sometimes clean shaven.
Yeah.
Awkward angles. It just, I think sometimes people are so desperate for love, for anything,
that
even in the back of their mind, they know.
No question, you're right about that. And couldn't you, if you wanted to, if you're this woman, couldn't you just Google Brad Pitt, like what's he up to right now, and see him at some premiere or something? You know, when he's supposed to be in the hospital, he's doing something when he's supposed to be in the hospital.
Yeah, there he is in a gown with a sign saying, "Ann, I love you."
That was the proof, apparently. Like,
oh, yeah, because it had the word her name. Yeah.
See, there's my favorite. Some of the favorite ones is him in a hospital gown.
Mm. Smiling Brad in a gown.
Yep.
With a hospital backdrop. But it's clear they just took a photo of him from a premiere.
Right.
But this poor woman fell for all the... Well,
they do seem rudimentary at best.
It's not the best AI. The Johnny Depp was better. It had video and him talking.
Yeah.
You know, it had real voice over work from Johnny Depp, which was made by artificial intelligence. Now, the woman says, "I just asked myself why. Why choose me to do harm like this? I've never harmed anyone. Whoever did this deserves hell." The scammer has not been caught, it appears. I don't think
they ever will.
I don't either. But if you know a scammer did it, and you can see where the money went, is there no way to go back and check this? She put the money into a bank account, and he had access to it. I don't know.
A lot of times these scammers use where the banks switch around so much.
Uh-huh.
You know, the money's gone before anyone can even track it.
Yeah, they figured that out, haven't they? Man, I feel bad for the woman, too. She's French, okay?
What?
Yeah, she's French. English is not her first language.
Okay. So, and he did have property there with his wife in France.
Yeah,
they had
a
winery.
That's right, at one time.
Which became, a bone of contention in their split.
Big time. Because one of them wanted to keep it running as a winery, and the other didn't.
Yeah, I can't remember who was...
It was bad.
Who was on which side?
It was a terrible split.
Yeah.
Speaking of real estate, Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her home in Los Angeles at the worst possible time, because, of course, Los Angeles is dealing with all those awful wildfires.
Like she's going through a breakup.
She's going through a divorce. That's exactly right. Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson, have announced they're separated, and she's trying to sell the home. She bought the home from the Osbournes.
What?
Yeah. In 2013, she bought the house for $11.5 million. Now, she put the house on the market 2 years ago for $22 million. And now she's put the house on the market for $17.9 million. So it's come down over $4 million from the last time she tried to sell it. But she bought it for $11.5 million 12 years ago from Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. So she's trying to get rid of it now.
That means they both got MTV money?
Yeah, they were on MTV at the same time.
How crazy is that?
I think that's right. Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, what a time for MTV.
Yeah.
That's when they really had some good hit shows.
Oh, with the Osbournes. And
oh, yeah.
What was the show with her? With
Nick Lachey.
What was that called? Not the was it Newlyweds?
Might have been something. Newlyweds, like Nick and Jessica,
it was just following them. That's when she got really famous.
Yeah.
She was married to Nick Lachey. And is any real estate agent in California like showing houses right now? I mean, it's big.
Well,
Los Angeles is, of course, and
it depends on where.
But there's so many fires, and it seems like the whole city is just, like, is anybody right now giving a tour of a house and saying, I want to make an offer on this house? You know, as the fires rage.
Oh, I saw, which is a name, I'm going to say a name you haven't thought of in a long time.
Mm.
Ricky Lake.
I saw Ricky on Entertainment Tonight.
Did you see? She had like...
strange flex, but okay.
Yeah. Well, her story is pretty crazy. She gave like a timeline breakdown of the fire getting to their house.
Yeah.
And how quick it went from, hey, look, it's over there, to... We need to leave right now. And she said, she's like, the whole place was gone. She said, if we hadn't left when we did, we'd have never gotten out.
It's just that fast. I mean, she saw it in the distance, she said. And immediately almost. Well,
and she's driving away. You know, her neighbor's homes are on fire. She's trying to get out. I mean, it's all on her, I guess, Instagram. Pretty wild stuff.
Did you see Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
No. I mean, I love the show.
What's her name? Dr. Quinn.
Jane Seymour
helped an unknown who was on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman with her many years ago, and he lost his home, and he was like on the show but not a known name, And Jane Seymour called him and said, come to our house. So so he's staying with them now. And I thought, well, isn't that nice to reach out, you know, to a former coworker? And I thought, you know, that's the kind of thing we do for each other.
You would reach out to a former coworker who lost everything?
Yes, to Biggie. I would reach out and say, come on.
You know, former. I'll cut the rent in half.
Yeah. Let me throw this one by you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe her name is Jenny Garth, was on 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Know her very well.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Her home, unfortunately, was lost.
Yeah.
And she went, and her whole family went and stayed with her ex-husband. His name's Peter something. He was in the Twilight movies.
Yeah.
Ficelli or something like that. How would your wife take to that? If, like, let's say before you met your current wife.
I had been married before.
And... You said, look, my ex-wife has nowhere to go.
My wife's a special woman, and she'd say no to that.
Yeah. There's a Marriott at the by the highway.
She'd say, absolutely not.
It's Jenny. She has nowhere to go.
Yeah, I don't
She says the Four Seasons is full.
Tell her to drive to Carson City or something. We're not having her here.
You can head to San Bernardino. The winds are coming from that direction.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You know, later on, your wife would be like, how does she still have your number?
Of course. That would be a minefield I would never, ever step into. No, you don't want the ex coming in.
Yeah.
Except the Bruce Willis Demi Moore thing.
They're on great terms.
One big community, it appears.
They're on great terms.
That family.
Trying to care for him. Yes. Apparently, Demi Moore and the new wife get along very, very well. Did you say Demi Moore's on the show Landman that Biggie and I watch.
She's on Landman too?
She's on Landman. Are you caught up on that show?
Oh, am I?
How about that scene where, I mentioned this the other day, Billy Bob Thornton gets beat up, he's being tortured, they pour gasoline all over him, about ready to light him on fire, he's tied to a chair. Well, then somebody comes in and saves the day, and the guy says, I'd offer you a cigarette, but you're doused in gasoline, and Billy Bob says, I'll take my chances, give me one.
Light him up.
That's where I'm at today.
That's where you are today, because your heart...
You're doused in gasoline.
I don't know. Have a cigarette. Yeah. Whatever.
Could be your last one.
Yeah.
Have one. I mean, sometimes...
Biggie's having the saddest one-man pizza party of all time today for lunch.
Correct. Because you've got a heart procedure on Friday, he's having the sad man's one-man pizza party. There's another episode of Landman where Billy Bob Thornton accidentally hammers his hand... against a pipe, and he's broken several bones in his hand. Oh, he lost his pinky finger and he's sitting on the back of his truck, and somebody comes up and said, "Do you want me to drive you to the hospital?" He goes, "No, I want a Dr. Pepper and a cigarette." And that's what he had.
Yeah,
God, he's the toughest man on TV.
Let me tell you something else about Landman, and this is going to be a controversial statement. By far, the most accurate depiction of a wife ever in a show, because she always calls it the worst times.
She does.
Whenever he's having a true crisis,
yes.
She's like, hey, baby, coming back from Amarillo. I'm about to get murdered by the cartel. It's always about you. What time are you going to be home for dinner? I don't know. They just blew up one of our oil wells, and I'm about to be kidnapped. That's just like you. All you do is work, work, work. Bye, honey.
That's as good an impression as Chris Dimm's Don Henley. I know you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
Exactly what that woman does.
I made dinner for you.
My head's in a bag.
Yeah.